Listen, bro, I take pride in my podcasting style. Want me to tell you why? Simply off the fact that nobody doing it like how I'm doing it. Nobody is that passionate like how I am. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker's not as passionate as I am. You know? Tell a motherfucker that you do podcasting, they don't even know what the hell podcasting is. But podcasting been around for so long, my nigga. You should know that by now. A lot of people should. Understand that, bruh. Ain't nothing that I'm doing is gonna stop, my nigga. Nothing. And that's a guarantee. Like, people literally misperceive everything I'm doing or misunderstand it. Just off the simple fact that you're naive to the fact that if you don't pay attention to what I'm doing and you don't respect what I'm doing, you're not going to understand shit that I'm doing. That's the whole point of me telling you to respect what I'm doing, to understand it. But at the same time, you don't have to respect it, bro. Like, it doesn't matter, bro. It's not a requirement. I'm just saying, bro. Like, you can't be thinking, damn, I don't really like this shit. But, you know what I'm saying, this how you wrong and shit like that. Or you saying that you like it, but you still pointing out how it's wrong, or you trying to correct it in any way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Like, the only reason why I'm so sensitive to this shit is because I'm so used to motherfuckers misperceiving what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Misinterpreting it. You know what I'm saying? Misunderstanding it, misconcepting it, everything, bro. Because you usually don't care about how I feel. So when you don't care about how I feel, you just say whatever you want. Now I'm going to say this. If you just going to say whatever the fuck you want, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. I'm just telling you, bro, like, I treat people the same way they treat me. You know? But all you do, see, this is what I don't like. Understand that there's people that wanna try to get away with their lies. You know, they want their perspectives, they want their point across, and they will do anything to get that motherfucker across. They will lie about anything. It's really just a headache, bro. Understand, bro. Put your mind to whatever the fuck you love. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you love doing, my nigga, stop doing shit that you don't really care about, that you don't really like. At least like it, my nigga. But then again, it's not just about liking shit. You gotta be passionate about it. It's all about passion, you know? Be passionate about what the fuck you like. Another thing is this. Stop feeling like you could judge me and what I'm doing just because it seems like it's easy. Bruh, just because you know what I'm doing and you saw the way I podcast doesn't mean you could give me advice or you could help me out. You can give me advice and you can help me out, but that doesn't mean that you can do that. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. The reason why you can't do that is because it's my choice. It's my choice. I can choose that. I don't have anything against people giving their opinions. That's the whole funny part about this. I can't respect any assumptions or any misperceptions. I can't, bro, because when I tell you how I feel and when I tell you what I'm talking about, you should respect that and you should understand. You should try to understand me, because that's usually where shit fucks up in the beginning, and that usually what causes misunderstandings, when you don't actually try to understand. You know what I'm saying? Or you make up, because it's like, it's so many times where motherfuckers be like, I do understand, but you don't understand shit that's going on. Well, then listen to the podcast, research about what I'm talking about. Whatever you don't understand, research about that. And if you have any more questions, you still don't fucking know, like, hey, contact the person that actually made it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, like, fuck with other people saying. They just want to get their opinion across. They just want people to see how they look at things. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't fucking matter. Stop being egocentric. That's what I'm saying. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? Tell the fucking truth. Another thing is this. Don't, like, stop manipulating people that I like. You know what I'm saying? Stop manipulating people that I love. Meaning, stop controlling them by confusing them. You're confusing them. You know what I'm saying? With different emotions. And it's like, damn, bruh. Because this is what I'm about to say right here. A motherfucker would pretend like you don't know what's going on just to get your point across. Just so that you could be like, I didn't know. So you would pretend like you didn't know just to say that you didn't know. And then when nigga approach you about that, that's a problem. But you see, this is where shit needs to stop right there. Once a nigga approach you on how he feel about something that you did, you should take that seriously. You shouldn't be passive aggressive. You shouldn't be indirect. Even though I know that you would be indirect, but listen, you shouldn't be trying to be indirect. You shouldn't be like, fuck it, I ain't gonna really tell him how I feel. No, you should be like, I need to tell this nigga how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Why niggas don't think like, damn, I just need to say how I feel when it's time to say how you feel? Because you don't fucking respect the boundaries, bruh. You don't respect my boundaries. Niggas don't respect nothing that I'm saying. And it just sound like I'm just talking, right? I know, because the nigga then gave off the impression that I'm just lying. You know what I'm saying? Nigga then gave off the impression that, damn, this nigga just want sympathy. This nigga just want that. What are you talking about? It's not even true. What's sympathy? What am I asking for? Everything that niggas say that I'm doing, I'm not doing. It's called labeling, bro. Motherfuckers love to label the fuck out you and be like, yeah, this is what you did. This is you. Nah, my nigga, that's not what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I really don't appreciate a lot of things that happened to me, bro. But shit, you live and you learn, my nigga. You learn from a lot of experiences in your life. You know what I'm saying? You do. Shit. I take pride in my podcast, bro. Like, I almost forgot the motherfucking title. That's so crazy. But I do take pride in my podcast. Let me tell you why. Just off the simple fact that I get to speak my mind and be myself. And it's not hard. I made it to where it's something that I like and that I can develop and I can improvise and be like, fuck it, I'm gonna update this shit every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Fix any type of bugs. Now, you know it sounds like I'm just talking crazy and shit like that, but for real, fix any type of bugs, because shit, it's like small problems that I go through that I overcome. You know what I'm saying? I overcome these problems that I'm going through. Every problem, bro, I make sure that I overcame it. Or I fucking was trying my hardest to learn from it so then I can overcome it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas not just, like, whatever the motherfucker's saying about me, that shit is not true, bro. Why would I just be sitting here lying, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? What am I really lying about? Like, really, motherfuckers just being defensive, and it's crazy. Motherfuckers just defensive as hell, bro. Motherfuckers, like, it's like, you try to call a motherfucker out for lying, motherfucker be hella defensive. And it's like, well, I'm not being defensive. What do you mean? Why you keep trying to turn everything that I'm saying into a misunderstanding? Why is it always what I'm saying is a misunderstanding? You know? What you're not understanding is this, bro. You're not going to be able to get me to be on the same page, the same page as you, if you're not even going to be straightforward with how you feel. Because you're not. Because first of all, you feel like just because you said how you feel, you were being honest. But that's not true. You know? Although I think like that sometimes, but when it's really, I think like that sometimes. But the funniest part is, when it's time to actually talk about what's going on, nigga, I take that shit serious. And that's what I don't like, how motherfuckers try to take your credibility away. Like, motherfucker, I have all the credibility. I have all the clarity. I deserve everything that I need. Nigga, I deserve motherfucking understanding. Because niggas try to slander me and try to take everything from me. My reputation, you'll slander that. You'll judge that. you'll judge how I feel about what you're saying, about everything that I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying. Why are you judging how I react to what you're saying? And I just explained to you what I was just talking about beforehand, so how you confused? That's what I'm saying. You just deliberately misperceiving me. You just deliberately misinterpreting me just to get what you want. And then when it's all said and done, niggas just listen to that shit like, wow. Motherfuckers just create their own stories. You know what I'm saying? To protect themselves. I don't care, though. I know you're just going to make fun of me at the end. You know what I'm saying? Or with these insincere-ass feelings, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be genuine at all, you know? That's why I'm upset. It's like, well, you're lying. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, well, damn it, you're fucking lying, bro. And it's like, I know I'm lying, but I'm just lying about... What the fuck are you lying about? For real, what the fuck are you lying about? Nigga, are you just saying that you're lying? You know what I'm saying? You think that just because you said that you was lying and you said a reason why you was lying, which all you were doing was just trying to get clarification, because you had to say why you did what you did, right? So you'll say your reason for why you did that. That's some egocentric ass shit. Why you keep trying to say how you feel? It doesn't matter, my nigga. You're not basing it off of any type of... It's not the truth. You know what I'm saying? You're not basing it off the truth. Well, not basing it off the truth, but bruh, it's not the fucking truth, period. You can tell when shit not true, my nigga. You can tell. Just off the simple fact, you're not consistent. Come on, man. You're not consistent with your story. You're telling different fucking... You're so focused on trying to rationalize and justify your story that it's just like... just don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You make shit acceptable. You make shit that's unfair acceptable. You know what I'm saying? I had to deal with those types of situations. Niggas still gonna listen to what I'm saying and still judge me because you believe what another person said about me. And, or it's just because whatever the fuck you believe in, bruh, that's what's causing you to feel like that. You're never gonna give me the respect I deserve unless I speak up and say how I feel about how you're treating me. I used to always fucking say how I felt about how a motherfucker treated me. What pisses me off is that how you gonna label somebody disrespectful for speaking up for themselves? And all you're gonna do, bro, I'm tired of this shit. I really am. All you're gonna fucking do is just bring up situations. Like, it's just really just childish, bro. Because you're not telling the truth. You could have the whole world believe in everything you're saying, bro. That doesn't mean you're right. And it's crazy because this where all your confidence come from. This where a nigga confidence come from being right. But if you was just wrong and your confidence come from being right, you lying. But you like, damn, how that person wrong if you ain't proven wrong? Bruh, if somebody just accused you of being wrong and you was being defensive after that, bruh, come on, man. Clear as day sign you lying about something. Another thing is this. You keep trying to use my logic against me. You keep trying to use everything that I'm saying against me. But in reality, all you do is hurt yourself when you do that shit. Why? Because you're not telling the truth. You hurting yourself. You're going to have the whole world thinking something that's not true about you. When reality, they should be seeing who you really are. But they don't, because you put on a mask. You don't show your true self. This is why I call y'all motherfuckers narcissists in the first place. Y'all don't show y'all true selves. Superficial charm is y'all specialty, y'all expertise. You lie your ass off. Manipulation is your expertise. Criticism is your expertise. Motherfucker, I'm tired of motherfuckers looking at my situation because so many people are like, I understand what's going on, and you shouldn't be mad about that. And it's like, bro, you keep giving me your opinion on how I feel, and now I could tell that you really just agree with the other person. And you can keep trying to generalize and make it seem like you're right. You weren't right. And you know why I'm saying what I'm saying. So just stop. Now you people are just provoking me. You know, it's like, damn, why you keep explaining yourself? Because you people treat me like shit. And when I finally speak up, you still treat me like shit. You try to get away with it. That's the worst part. Nigga try to get away with it. Justification. Why you feel like you need to justify everything? Ain't these the same people that try to use your words against you? Say how you was saying this and you saying that just to try to make you seem like you was lying about shit? Nigga, I wasn't lying about nothing. Nigga, I'm not misunderstanding nothing. Nigga, I understand what's going on. And whatever the fuck I'm not understanding, it's not that important right now because, nigga, I already understood what I needed to understand. Why have I need to understand? In the first place, stupid. Nigga just want me to re-explain myself because you didn't understand it. This is the shit that pissed me off. Because you wouldn't understand something, you'll have the whole world believing that I'm lying. You have the whole world looking at me the same way you looking at me. Or similar. Or a different way that you caused. Either way it go, bro. You're not all them lies, bro. You ain't going to be able to just cover that shit up and smear it around and go on smear campaigns and be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You're not. Another thing is this. Bro, I pay attention to what the hell you tell me, bro. Come on, man. I'm not just letting you say whatever you want about me. And stop trying to set me up for the guilt trip and stop trying to point out where I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Stop it. It's no use because you're wrong. You shouldn't even be thinking like that. That's where you're wrong at, right there. Why the fuck you thinking like that? Then again, that's your pride going to tell you, oh, why I'm thinking like that? Oh, why I'm thinking like that, like such, 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 such. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares. Go cry in the corner. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was doing. I was crying. And I kind of was in the corner. Nah, I wasn't in the corner. I was crying, though. But shit. Yeah, I cried a lot. I was apathetic, you stupid fucks. I told that motherfucker that the same day I wanted to get adopted. I told you, I was apathetic. I'm completely apathetic. Stop lying to me. You know what I'm saying? All you gonna do is describe my body language in a different way. On purpose, just to make it seem like, oh, I didn't understand. What you mean you just didn't understand? That's what I'm saying. So when somebody don't understand how you feel, don't be acting blue in the face. Don't be trying to act surprised and shit like that. Surprise. Did I just say surprise? I don't even know, my nigga. But for real, bro, this is my personal story, bro. You know what I'm saying? Deontay Jonathan Lampton, a.k.a. Diesel. Diesel the inventor. For real, bro. Diesel the inventor, bro. He's an inventor, bro. He's an inventor, bro. What the fuck? I didn't just put inventor there for no reason. Niggas keep calling me arrogant. Bro, you keep calling me that shit on purpose, bro. On purpose. It's a purpose for why you're calling me that. Why would I just say on purpose? That's what I'm saying. Stop trying to make fun of every little thing that I'm saying. You just want to be like, oh, he's sensitive. And he's like, why are you being defensive? Why you niggas stab somebody in the back and ask them why they bleeding? Why? Why you lie to a nigga in their face and then ask them why they mad? Why? You deliberately told something that wasn't true about me and you feel like you should just continue to lie. Manipulation. You see what you get out of lying, so you continue to do the same fucking shit just to get your way. It's a whole fucking pattern, bruh. Once a nigga break the pattern, there's no more. You can't say shit no more. You just be fucking lying. You know? Me, I care about how other people feel, bruh. I'm not gonna just say that. I'm telling you what I'm doing. You should be telling people what you're doing, not what you're saying or what you're going to do. You should be explaining what you're doing. You're not fucking explaining what you're doing at all. Like, you hear motherfuckers say shit about me, they will say shit about me in the future. They will. Or you gonna listen to what I'm saying now and be like, oh, I heard him say that. I'm not gonna. Bruh, it's just what you do. It's just, you just fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? It's already pathetic. Like, a nigga gotta look on the internet and be like, damn, I got narcissistic ass parents. Damn. You know what I'm saying? It's already fucking pathetic, bro. Then what's on top of that is these people have people that's biased towards them. Straight up. And what makes you the biggest cowards ever, and what's really just, would really just make me just feel like, damn, I shouldn't say nothing to you at all, is because you look at a nigga dead in his face and be serious about what you're doing. I couldn't perceive that to be true. I'm like, damn, what the hell are you talking about? But then when I look again, it's like, damn, it's the same person that want to be like, I'm this, I'm that. You know what I'm saying? This is how I'm a good person. Bro, you're not no fucking good person. Cut it out. You shouldn't be saying shit about me. I'm sorry. I don't even know why you talking. You guilty as fuck. You really should just swallow your pride. You know what I'm saying? Niggas won't call me prideful. Why? Because you envy me? You think I'm fucking stupid? Oh, but you just gonna misperceive that and try to sweep that under the rug, bro. We know how you really feel, bro. It's not hard, my nigga. Just stop. Stop trying to act like you know how another person feels. You don't. This is what pisses me off, is that you want to make fun of me and ridicule me, but at the same time, you want the whole world to look at you like, oh, I didn't really do, you know what I'm saying? I didn't do that. Man, shut the fuck up, man. What you didn't do? Guess what? I don't care, stupid ass. You should have said that in the first place. You didn't think about that, dumbass. That's why I don't care. Because you didn't think about saying that, stupid. You the same person that want to look at somebody and try to correct them, but you the same person that do the same thing. You just did it in a different way. You arrogant. Nigga, you the one with exaggerated skills, my nigga. Y'all the niggas with the exaggerated skills. Nigga come home babbling about what the fuck their job is and what the fuck all the benefits, right? Now listen to this. Now listen to the bullshit you gotta say. Listen to the bullshit you say about your job. Listen to the bullshit you be saying about your job. Listen to how you push your problems on other people. No, look. Look and listen. Use your senses, because these the same retarded ass people that'll try to say all that negative shit about you, but when a nigga really tell them the truth, that's when their feelings hurt. Oh, that's not true. Shut the fuck up, man. You ain't talking about shit. None of you niggas talking about shit. And you niggas proud of what you know about me in my past. Who gives a fuck, my nigga? Nigga never said shit to my face. It doesn't matter. And even if you did, bruh, if you want your face to get broken in, your face will be broken in. You know? I'm not playing no games with you, bruh. I'm really not. If I fuck over you and your face is fractured, you're gonna be like, God damn it, what happened? But I didn't do nothing. And then keep accusing me of shit and keep making shit up just to keep trying to manipulate a person, bro. It's fucking aggravating, bro. This is off of experience, my nigga. So when you judging me and you like, oh, I don't believe that nigga, and this is how I prove that you're not telling the truth and all that. Listen, bro, I don't have time for the people that just want to make shit up. For real. I'm tired, because I usually just be like, why are you doing that? Instead of just saying, why the fuck? Listen, instead of just walking away, because this shit ain't true. You know? Motherfuckers try to prove how you lying. Bro, what you keep trying to prove? What are you trying to prove, bro? Told you exactly how I felt. I'm telling you what I'm doing, my nigga. The things that I don't want you to know is my personal business, my nigga. It's my personal life, my nigga. It's a whole reason why it's called personal, my nigga. Why would it be personal if I just wanted to freely open up to you about it? How are you just surprised to how I feel? This is what I'm saying. It's like, I'm going to treat you like this, but I'm going to be that pathetic person that just lie about everything. You are pathetic, bro, because you can't even own up to what you're doing. You know? At least I'm owning up to what I'm doing. If I'm prideful, whatever, bro. Whatever the fuck you keep calling me, bro, because I'm tired of you just continuously labeling me that shit. You continuously calling me that shit. Stop. When niggas could say the same thing about you. Niggas could say the same exact thing about you, bro. So stop. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is this. Whatever the fuck you gotta say, man. whatever you gotta say, say that shit, bro. You should have said, listen, this is the shit that pissed me off. Why you don't just fucking say how you feel? Why you keep trying to create the situation where it's like, oh, I already said how I felt and he's saying all of this new. Bro, that's a recreation of the fucking story, my nigga. That's not even what happened. First of all, nigga already let you know what the hell was going on, period. So you just guarding your ego. You just defending yourself. You gonna judge me based off how I feel. Projected criticism. This is where you're weak at. Because all you do is criticize. That's all you've been doing. It wasn't no goddamn love. Criticism. You know what I'm saying? Nigga creative. Nigga expressing himself. You like, damn, that's not you. That's not. Why? Because you just watching everything I'm fucking doing and misinterpreting it, misperceiving it, misconcepting it. Oh, yeah, of course you're going to make a logical assumption. Of course, bruh. This is what you retarded ass people practice. This is what you retarded ass people are specializing, just making shit up. You specialize at making a story up for sympathy. You specialize at lying to people to get what you want. You specialize at lying, period. You specialize at retaliating because you use lies to retaliate, which is deception. Why would you need to be deceptive? Because you don't want nobody to know the little schemey shit you doing. And it's like, oh, what schemey shit? I know you're just going to say the same shit because that's all y'all niggas ever do is say the same shit over and over. Manipulators criticize you, take advantage of the fact that people bias towards them, so they just try to be like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying, well, this is what I'm going through, and you know, listen, bro, who gives a fuck? You don't even care about what I'm going through, you know? Niggas don't even care about how I feel. Real shit. I'm tired of you trying to prove how you care. Why, bro? You're not telling the truth. I don't know what type of reality you keep trying to create, but there's no reality that you can create other than the one we living in. Straight up. If whatever the fuck you're saying is true, bro, then fucking prove it to me right now, because I'm already proving to you what the fuck I'm saying. I'm already standing on what I'm saying. Niggas try to make me contradict myself. Because you take advantage of the fact of what you could do. Niggas could accuse me of shit and get away with it. I own up to hitting my mom, nigga. I own up to all that shit. And I ain't even much hit her like that, nigga. Come on, now. Stop fucking trying to slander me, bro. Nigga clean, threw something, and slapped her. And nigga didn't even fucking hit her. What I threw, did it really hit her? No. Come on, man. Nigga, like, come on, man. Like, nigga just made fun of me. You want to retell the story constantly because you want your perspective to be known. Niggas don't want anybody to understand what happened. Niggas lied about me that day. Niggas lied about me. Like, niggas lied about me before all that shit even happened. And I felt like shit and I lashed out. Don't judge me for lashing out and say, oh, that nigga lying and all that shit. He just don't want. Shut the fuck up, man. That's a lie as well. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if I was proud of hitting women, I would hit every woman on the fucking street. Nigga, if I was proud of hitting women, I'd hit every woman that I meet. If I was proud of that shit, I'd hit every woman that I meet. I'd hit every woman, period, when I'm upset. Nigga, if it was just that I just lashed out and that was it, and I was just upset, nigga, I would've did that to any other bitch. Nigga, I would've did that to any other woman. Any other girl. Any other woman, any other girl, it doesn't, bruh, it doesn't matter, bruh. The point is this, your accusations ain't even realistic, bruh. They hypothetical. And yeah, hypothetical situations can be realistic, but goddamn it, realistic, you know what I'm talking about when I fucking say realistic, bruh. You know what I'm saying. It's not just that I'm saying realistic. I'm trying to say that it's practical. You know what I'm saying? It's not just some make-believe ass shit depending off of emotions. You know what I'm saying? I don't depend on emotions, my nigga. I don't. I'm being honest. I don't. Niggas try to say I hide my feelings. I do. Because a lot of niggas is prejudiced. You already got these viewpoints. You already got all this fucking made up in your head before a nigga could even say anything. You already got that in your... You already was thinking like that, though. You know, motherfuckers try to play both sides and be like, nah, I was thinking like that, or I was... Come on, man, because why are you so focused on trying to understand what I'm saying? If before you didn't care at all. So now you're just going to automatically just care and be right, right? We're going to watch your behavior and see if that's what you're going to do. Are you going to do that? Fuck no. I watched your behavior. It's not like, damn, we just... Oh, it's not like, damn, I'm just saying, watch motherfuckers' behavior. Don't. You could, but it's not going to change. And if it does fucking change, it's not going to really change. And if it does really change, it's just for manipulation. You have to never forget the ulterior motives. You have to never forget why a nigga did what they did in the first place. Because once you forget that, that gives the liar that advantage. And they just gonna listen to everything I'm saying and try to rephrase it. And it's like, nah, man, go about your fucking business. Go suck somebody dick, because that's what you faggot ass niggas do anyway. You know what I'm saying? You already dick riding when you holding other people's hands and opinions. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about when you holding other people's hands and opinions? Bruh, you would agree with somebody just off the simple fact that you think they're right. And you would be satisfied with the fact that you thought they were right. And you would go all the way through and watch all the damage you do and everything that you did. And you still would try to act like you didn't do nothing wrong. Or you act like you did something wrong, but still do the same thing in the future. Of course, why? This the shit that really, that's, you really think you some clever ass nigga. Or you really think you a clever ass bitch. You really think you motherfuckers really think you so fucking clever. But it's so obvious, my nigga. You're lying. Why would you answer the question, a simple question, with another question? And then another thing is this. Why are you listening to what I'm saying and you doing the same thing? Because you mocking me. Because you wanna try to get back at me by mocking me, by doing the same thing. Because you don't know what to do. All them other methods that you've been doing, which is all you can do, you can't do it anymore. The best thing you can do is make up a fucking story and say how he's spoiled and how he's all that. That's all you can say, my nigga. And you know what you're doing. You know that you're offending me. But you rather sit your ass back and generalize it and justify it and be like, oh, this is how I'm right and this is how this doesn't really matter, and make fun of me when I react to it and I say how I feel, but I'm just being myself. So these are same people that preach about, oh, just be yourself, and but you suck dick so much you can't fucking believe in yourself to just say the truth. You know, nigga like me told the truth. You didn't tell the truth. You're crying. You're just generalizing how you feel for the sympathy, bruh. Because you feel like somebody should regret what they did. You feel like you need remorse. Bruh, stop trying to... Because this is what pisses me off. It's like, I'm going to do all this shit. Like, I'm going to do all this to somebody, right? But then I'm going to hurry up and act right just to get some type of reaction. But it's like... And then you just listen to what I'm saying. You listening to every word that I'm saying and try to dissect it and bring a different meaning for a reaction. I'm listening to you, bro, because it's reverse psychology. It is. Because you just doing the same thing I'm doing. You know? Nigga just lying, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's sad. It really is. It's really sad. It's really sad how you had to look on the internet and just look at this shit about how a motherfucker saying about you. Another thing is this. Don't make fun of me just to defend yourself and make you feel good. That's your problem. Niggas give you constructive criticism, projected criticism, and they want to fucking defend it and be like, no, I'm not criticizing you. I'm not. Bro, what are you talking about? And then when it's like, come on, man. Like, you have to own up to something, my nigga. And even when you do own up to something, bro, it doesn't matter. It's not enough because you didn't own up to it in the first place. That's why. It's not enough because you didn't fucking care in the beginning. And now at the end, you keep trying to get sympathy. I'm watching you, bro. Your behavior doesn't change. Nothing, not, like, you can, like, literally, your behavior is natural. You're gonna always be yourself, right? It's the way you portray yourself. So now you're gonna change how you portray yourself, all for what? So people could look at you in the way you want them to, right? Why would you want them to feel like such and such and such and such right after what you just did? See, but you got to come up with a good ass lie to defend that as well. So I have to deal with the fact that you got people believing the bullshit that you saying. You got people, niggas got people believing the lame shit they say about me. For what? You're not talking about nothing. We could relate everything you saying to me to you. We could have said the same thing. Just that fragile ass fucking pride, that fragile ass ego. Yeah, it's fucking inflated, but it's fragile. It's like a fucking hot air balloon. Clean, get something to pop that motherfucker. You out the sky, my nigga. Clean, get something to destroy that motherfucker. You out the sky, my nigga. Just like a fucking, not even a hot air balloon. A balloon, period, bro. You let go of that motherfucker, it float. But that motherfucker not sturdy. All you need is a needle. Boop. Because it ain't true. It don't got no fucking substance. It's superficial. It's some superficial ass charm. It's some fake ass love. It's some infatuation. It's that I care about you, but I get to judge you type shit. I get to judge and say how I feel about you. Nah, stop lying about that. And stop trying to do damage control and shit like that. Nigga, just stop. Stop. Stop trying to, like, for real, stop trying to fucking, listen, motherfuckers keep trying to justify what they did as a result to be like, oh, I justified what I just did, you know what I'm saying? Now, you shouldn't be upset. Because why would you be judging me? See, now you gotta try to point out where I'm wrong so then you could get your point across. That's what I'm saying. Nobody takes accountability. None. It's like, if I don't agree with it, I'm not gonna be accountable for it. That's your problem right there. What the fuck are you talking about? You never was right, bruh. The funniest part is you have people believing you, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do as much as I can to perfect this shit. I know my shit ain't gonna be perfect, my nigga. That's why I'm just working hard. Now I'm just learning and studying, my nigga. Whatever the fuck I gotta do to make myself successful. They wanna say all that positive shit about a nigga just so they could be like, damn, I supported a nigga and all that shit. But bro, you just wanna be able to say that you did that. That's pathetic. Why would you just want to be able to just say that you did that? You didn't actually do that. And what pisses me off is that people are just like, you can't be like, I understand how you feel, but then listen to somebody else and believe it all because it sounds true. And then be ignorant to the point where it's like a nigga can't even tell you that you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to accept that you could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I have to accept it. What the fuck? Why is it so hard? You know, we all go through tough times in our life. I get that. I went through tough times. Nigga didn't even fucking care. Nigga didn't even fucking care at all. Literally. Nigga, I had to deal with an overt narcissist and a covert narcissist. I'm suffering from narcissistic injury. I'm confused. I'm feeling like shit. I'm confused. I'm feeling like shit, my nigga. Why I'm not coming out with podcasts like that, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, my ideas don't just come to my head like that, my nigga. It doesn't just click in my mind like that, my nigga. It takes a little thinking, you know what I'm saying? It takes a little contemplating. It takes a little research. It takes all, like, everything that I'm doing naturally, myself, nigga, to generate my idea, to generate anything that I'm doing, bro. I'm telling you, you have to learn in life, bro. You even, like, people get away with deception and think that you could always get away with it. You're not, bruh. Especially around important times like this, bruh. Special times like this. Yeah, motherfucker, like, you ain't gonna be able to get away with deception. Motherfuckers might as well just tell the truth, bruh. Just say it like how it is. That's telling the truth. Just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be afraid to just say it like how it is. That's what I do. You know, motherfuckers still disrespect me and all that shit. And I get it. You know, because it's like this. You keep motherfuckers rather sit back and try to point out how you was wrong and try to get a point across and get all these accusations. Bruh, first of all, you're not telling the truth. Second of all, I know motherfucker just gonna deny everything and try to make it seem like I'm not talking about nothing. I know it. I know you just gonna try to act like I don't know what I'm talking about or tell people that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know what I'm talking about. I didn't make this podcast for any of my family members. But if you motherfuckers do listen to it, it is what it is. I don't care. You know? Most of the time, motherfuckers didn't really care about what I was doing. Like YouTube, because my fucking audio quality, motherfucker, judge me. And you ain't really like it like that. Be honest, bro. Come on, man. You judge me, you ain't even like it like that. This is certain, bro. Don't try to be like, oh, it's not that I judge you and it's a misunderstanding. Shut the fuck up, bro. Quit all that lying, my nigga. I'm tired of that bullshit. Niggas want to talk about all this shit about your character and try to judge your mannerisms and try to judge everything about you. But look at the little lame shit you do, my nigga. Look at the pathetic shit you do that you proud of, my nigga. Look at how people, look at the shit that people discover about you. It's just like, wow, bro, this, wow. You know what I'm saying? You can't even much say nothing because it's like, wow, this same person that be trying to portray themselves as true, but you constantly lying to yourself. At least I told the truth, my nigga. You ain't tell the truth. You need to shut the fuck up. That's what I'm saying. We need to stop respecting the people that's deceptive and respect the people that ain't deceptive. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not saying that I'm not deceptive. Don't put me in this category. I told y'all I'm talking in general. Stop confusing yourselves. You know what I'm saying? If you are confused, that's for the people that are confused. Don't be confused, my nigga. Stay on track. Listen to what I'm saying. You will understand me as a person and understand my points once you accept my podcast and like them for what they are, bro. You don't understand it right now. You like, goddamn, this nigga just talking. Nah, I'm not just talking, man. Based off experience, bro, this would really, really fucking happen to me, bro. Motherfuckers don't respect me enough to let me speak my mind, bro. It's like motherfuckers keep trying to do damage control, my nigga. I didn't come up with that shit, but I don't fucking care, my nigga. Motherfuckers do be trying to do that shit. That's fully descriptive right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, dead ass. I ain't just making nothing up, my nigga. But hey, man, I just wanted y'all to listen to my point about the fact that I take pride in my podcast, bro. I do. That's what I take pride in, you know? Like, other achievements in my life, of course. I have the trophies and shit like that, you know? So, you know, like, I liked what I did, bro. I really did. I was actually passionate about playing basketball at one moment in my life, you know what I'm saying? Then I just stopped playing this shit. Stop fucking explaining to people, oh, he just quit. Stop fucking explaining him. Like, it's like this. Stop trying to support two different beliefs and then stop trying to pretend like, oh, it's that I really care about you and I'm just trying to give you advice. Stop it. Stop it. Cut it out. Because you the same person that'll be like, oh, I didn't really mean that and all that shit. Yes, you did, bro. You wouldn't have said that shit if you didn't mean it like that. Or you didn't mean it. You wasn't serious about it. You was serious about it. It's the shit that pissed me off, man. It's really sad. I got anxiety, bro. Like, that's why my chest be like, that's why, like, a nigga don't really be breathing that properly. Cause a nigga to stutter and shit like that. But shit, I'm getting better, man. Definitely. Stop believing people because they're able to prove that they're right. That does not mean you're right. Because just because you're fucking right, it doesn't mean you're true. Just because you fucking said something that was right doesn't mean it's the truth. We know right from wrong. Duh, dumbass. It's the truth. We don't always know the truth. But then again, we can't always tell what's a lie. See, motherfuckers just lied. That's how motherfuckers lie their ass off. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. Don't trust nobody in this world. Trust yourself first. If anything, trust yourself first. You can trust people in this world. I will show y'all, will demonstrate how y'all can trust people in my own technique or demonstration method, whatever. But, bro, I'm telling you, bro, I'm going to teach y'all how to, like, trust people in a better way. But I know there's going to be people that's fake supporters and shit like that because you're going to listen to what my family's telling you, bro. I'm not speaking to nothing in general. I'm not just saying nothing. I'm just saying you're going to listen to what they're saying. Because they're going to persuade you. Why? Because you're gullible. Most people are gullible. Most people are naive. Most people just don't understand. Most people aren't understanding. It's okay. Motherfucker used to call me shy and shit like that. When really, I just had anxiety, bruh. And I didn't know what the fuck to say. I really just didn't know what to say. I really just didn't know how to introduce myself. I really didn't. But you bring up situations to try to make it seem like, oh, yeah, we already taught you. Yeah, I know. It coming from a lame-ass person like you, you going to be like, yeah, I already taught you and all that shit. Of course you going to say that dumb-ass shit. Of course you going to say that dumb-ass shit about me. Of course you going to try to generalize what you're saying, rationalize it, and make it come into reality. When in reality, that ain't even much true, my nigga. That shit ain't even much true. But hey, man, you know, motherfuckers got me living in illusions and shit like that, causing a nigga to think delusionally. You know, now I'm delusional and shit like that. Like, damn, I'm really just confused, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not confused about the situation, bro. I'm never going to be confused about the situation, nigga. I'm always trying, and if I am, I'm always trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? Before you even try to make something up about that. Motherfuckers just been disrespecting me as a person, bro. And I'm just tired of it. Like, I'm the type of nigga, I dropped out all this shit. Like, I'm trying to prove to y'all that y'all not right, bro. Because y'all rather judge me and say how I'm arrogant because I was trying to teach you that you not always right. You're not gonna always be right. And that you was fucking wrong. Even when you stated your point, you was wrong. Straight up. Tap my fingers. Drum roll, please, motherfucker. Fuck it. Drum roll, please. A motherfucker was too loud. Listen, bro, I'm giving y'all authentic knowledge, bro. Straight up. Dizzo is a teacher, man. Dr. Dizzo, bro. Y'all not paying attention? Nigga's like, well, what are you talking about, my nigga? Dr. Dizzo? Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about, my nigga? Nigga, what doctor, my nigga? What are you fucking healing? What are you healing? Oh, that's a good question. I'm healing people's confidence. A lot of people ain't confident, my nigga. Deontay, what the fuck you guys say about Dr. Dizzo? Man, this nigga ain't really talking about shit. That nigga don't know what the fuck he talking about. But that nigga crazy as hell, though. You know what I'm saying? Nigga always trying to show off and shit like that. I see why niggas call him arrogant. It's like, damn. then Dr. Diesel would be like, listen, my nigga, your ass arrogant. You know what I'm saying? Your ass humble as fuck, too. That's something that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? You prideful as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you believe in your own achievements. But shit, that you're not selfish. You are very considerate. You are considerate, nigga. Conscientious. Generous. Altruistic. Altruistic. Truist. Altruistic. I don't know how to say that shit. Fucked it up. But basically just, you know what I'm saying, being able to help others without really caring about, all right, you basically putting yourself first. I mean, what the fuck am I talking about? This is what I'm saying. That's egocentric shit. That's that egocentrism shit like that. I'm talking about motherfuckers, like, motherfucker, you be like, fuck it. Motherfuckers need something. You like, all right, there you go, my nigga. Like, even though you needed to use that, you was like, fuck it, let me share this with you. Sharing, you know what I'm saying? I'm good at sharing, caring. I'm selfless, my nigga. Niggas like to give the perspective of a selfish person or whatever the fuck. I don't even much know what the hell you be saying about me, bro. I don't got time for that lame-ass shit anyway. I don't have time for that lame-ass shit anyway. Listen. Podcast ain't gonna never stop. Podcast is never gonna stop, bro. I want to be able to I could sell over 1 million, but I really just want like 1 million plays, my nigga, or shit, 1 million downloads, 1 million downloads and counting. Keep on going, my nigga. We ain't gonna never stop. You know what I'm saying? And with everybody with these unrealistic ass expectations, bruh. Or just expectations, period. Stop expecting shit from me. You're gonna get whatever you get from me. Real shit. Stop expecting shit from me. This what, like, that's where you judging me, bro. You're just like, damn, I expect this nigga to do such and such. You know what I'm saying? Will I do such and such? I might or I might not. But you can't tell me how you feel just because you don't like what I did. Well, you could, but you have to accept the fact that you was being disrespectful to me as a person. My nigga, I don't like hypocrites, my nigga. I really don't. I don't have time for that bullshit. Listen, bro, I take pride in my podcast. I take pride in making podcasts. I take pride in my podcasting style. My podcasting will help you generate authentic confidence, authentic intelligence. It will project anthropomorphism. You know what I'm saying? Project meaning. It will project, but it also will, like, help teach other people about it. You know what I'm saying? And teach them how to use it. Or basically, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, basically just teach them how to use it. You know what I'm saying? Use it for their own good. And nigga, just to use it. Also, I'm giving y'all confidence, but I'm not making nobody overconfident. I'm not turning nobody into no damn narcissist. I'm not doing none of that shit. This is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not, like, for real, I'm not turning nobody into no psychopath, no sociopath, none of that shit, bro. No. All right? Just be able to control yourself and your own feelings, my nigga. You judging me and criticizing me and saying how it's easy and all that shit, bruh. Shit is not easy as you explain it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers like to talk like their word is gospel, my nigga. It ain't gospel unless you actually mean what you're saying. Nigga, know what you're saying and actually stand on it, mean it. Stop changing. how you feel. Stop changing what you mean. Stop trying to rationalize what you mean. Stop trying to generalize what you mean. Just say what you mean. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you love, love that. You know what I'm saying? What we going through right now is tragic. I mean, what I'm going through, but shit. The only reason why I say we is because I have siblings. And they don't know nothing about personal boundaries or none of that shit either. So, you know, motherfuckers got some type of... Niggas feel offended by what I'm saying in my podcast. I don't care. Or you just disagree. I don't care either. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting you to not agree. Especially after what happened, of course. You know what I'm saying? But even if you do agree, like, come on, man. Your actions are everything as well. Your actions, and really, it's just the manner of how you carry yourself when you do act upon anything. You know what I'm saying? You're not just doing shit just to do it. Come on, now. I'm not just doing shit just to do it, nigga. I'm not just writing shit down in a book and saying, damn, that's a fucking blueprint, my nigga, even though that's what it seems like I'm doing. And yeah, you could say that because that's what it seems like I'm doing. But that's not what I'm doing, dumbass. That's not what I'm doing, people. That's not what I'm doing, supporters. That's not what I'm doing, fans. You know what I'm saying? Human beings, that's not what I'm fucking doing. I'm just intelligent, bro. I'm intelligent, understated, sufficient, self-reliant. I want you to be self-reliant, self-sufficient, so then you can be able to take care of yourself in life. Yay! Yay! You just graduated life. Stupid ass. You finally know how to take care of yourself without depending on somebody else. Yay! This is hilarious. Ha ha. Who helped you? I did. But it's not just me. You helped you. That's the funniest part. You helped you, my nigga. I didn't do shit but tell you how to help you. And you listened and you learned. And that's it. You listened, you learned, and you improvised. Good job. There you go. Now, say whatever the fuck you gotta say, my nigga. Say whatever the fuck you gotta say. Do whatever the fuck you gotta do. It is what it is, my nigga. Understand that a lot of people just ignorant in life. They just don't care about nothing but themselves. But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are ignorant like that. There's different types of ignorance. You don't have to be just ignorant like that. Well, not different types of ignorance, but different forms of ignorance. Different ways ignorance is perceived. Different ways ignorance is interpreted. Different ways different ways it is misconcepted. What I'm trying to get you people to understand. Oh, shit. See, nigga just knocked down some fucking tobacco. Now listen, bro, it's an ashtray. God damn it. This is what happens when you try to take your socks off while making a podcast. Black socks with the three stripes on it and shit like that. I don't even know what type of socks these is, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If they girl socks, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm type of nigga, fuck it. I let my girlfriend wear that shit. I let my girlfriend wear that shit. Or I just wear that shit. Nigga be like, why you wearing that shit? Nigga, I just started wearing that shit. Nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga, I just started wearing it. That's it? Yeah, I just started wearing it. My nigga, you know what I'm saying? The fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, actually, these socks are pretty comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Until you wear them bitches until you can't sweat no more in your feet. Because them bitches absorb the fucking sweat.
But just watch when the motherfuckers get soaking. Mm-hmm. Feel like you walking around with a baby pamper on. God damn it.
A pissy-ass pamper, boy. You know what I'm talking about. A pissy-ass baby pamper, bro. See, when your socks get sweaty as fuck, bro, that's how it be feeling. Or you just step in a puddle. Or when it's raining outside, my nigga. Oh! Yeah! Ah, motherfucker's crazy. Listen, man. I definitely take pride in my podcast, bro. You got me fucked up. You know. It's just that motherfuckers misunderstand me. Well, it's either motherfuckers understand you or they don't understand you. It's up to them to fucking try to understand. It's up to a motherfucker to try to understand. But even when you do understand, see, you can't look at understanding like, damn, that's all you need to do. It's more than just that, bro. It's more in the situation that I'm going through. It's more than just that, or my life period, bro. You gonna need a little bit more advice than that, bro. It's not enough. Niggas always say that. That's common sense. You know what I'm saying? I hate when people just try to sit back and explain to me common sense. You know what I'm saying? I understand that common sense isn't always common. I get that. All right? I get that shit. But motherfuckers don't have the right to generalize everything and then try to say how they feel about how I'm feeling. Projected criticism. Last night I got high as fuck. I think I had a roach that was like a backwood. The yellow ones, the honey fucking backwoods, you know what I'm saying? The good ass fucking backwoods, you know what I'm saying? The backwoods that I will be using, in my fucking expedition to success. That's the whole reason why, if you look on SoundCloud, like, why my picture of the expedition to success is like that, you know? It got backwoods on there. It got like a joint. It got a blunt. You know what I'm saying? And then it got like the stop sign. It got like all this shit. Like if you go to my Instagram, motherfuckers, Diesel is different. Or all hell Diesel. I mean, that's not my fucking, that's my Twitter name. Not that. My other Instagram, Diesel the Inventor. See, my Instagram for like me posting my cover art and shit like that for right now is just, well, basically just me posting my cover art, bro. I might use that account for the future, but right now I just posted like my cover art, my information, pretty much just information about my podcast. Go on that account, Diesel the Inventor on Instagram. It's the same thing like on here, Diesel the Inventor, except it's just all lowercase. Or like my main account, Diesel is different. Now, only reason why I would tell you to go there is because, well, that's only if you're a true supporter, if you're a true fan. Like if you really support my shit, knock yourself out, follow me. But if you don't really care, if you don't care much about what I'm doing, It's pretty much pointless to follow me because you don't really care about what I'm telling you. So I shouldn't care about what you're telling me. Well, that's just how it goes in life, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know motherfuckers don't really give a fuck about what I'm saying, but you will sooner or later once you see that shit pays off. This loud-ass dog barking. Listen, bro. This nigga Lance retarded. Whatever you do, bro, stay devoted to your passion. Devotion brings results, bro. Dedication brings results. Just like my podcast told you, bro. Go watch that motherfucking Make Wise Decisions. Make wiser decisions, bro. Make wise decisions. Because, nigga, you want to make wiser decisions in life. All right, man, without further ado, bro, pay attention, man. pay attention to my podcast, pay attention to the method, the messages that I'm trying to convey to you, or that I'm trying to articulate to you or explain to you, so that you can have a real, genuine understanding of my podcast and actually learn from them. You will generate authentic confidence, for sure. Dr. Dizzo will make sure of that. You know what I'm saying? He got some formulas cooked up. Figurative language. Fuck y'all. but Dr. Dizzo got some shit for y'all, man. For real. New formulas and shit like that. You don't even know what's going on. I know. It's the whole point of me doing this shit. Surprise. Surprise, motherfucker. Nah, for real, bro. But surprise, though, for real. Just want y'all to pay attention to what I'm saying and learn something. That's the reason why I speak to y'all in the first place. Listen, bro, hopefully people start to realize what I'm saying and just actually learn from what I'm talking about. Try to actually ask questions and see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But not just any question, you know what I'm saying? That's just going to be negative towards what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that shit, bro. For real, for real. I'm aware of what's going on. Trust me. Listen, bro. Love yourself. But also allow yourself to let others love you. And then you'll be happy. Without further ado, motherfuckers, be happy, be considerate, have integrity, value integrity, bruh. That's what you motherfuckers need to be valuing, integrity. Love yourself, bruh, because niggas ain't gonna care about you. That's why you have to care about yourself first. But it's easy to get wrapped around and become self-centered and just infatuated with yourself, or just sophisticated to where you can't even fucking be considerate anymore, or you just can't be considerate to anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just, nah, man, that's offensive as hell. That's fucked up. It is what it is, bro. Without further ado, man, I'm out to go. But shit, I just wanted y'all to know that shit. Pay attention to shit in life, bro. For real, looks can be deceiving, but also, bruh, like, what you learn can be deceiving as well. What you learn from what you saw, or what you learn from what other people saw, because motherfuckers could, because there's always going to be, somebody is going to give their opinion. You can't tell somebody to not give their opinion on the book. Right, you like, don't judge a book by its cover, but you do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's how you decide whether you like it or not, by judging it. You know what I'm saying? Do you really love that book, or do you hate that book and you don't care about it at all? Hey, man, it's up to you to get everybody to understand that. Without further ado, man, listen, because I keep stopping and I'm tripping. Listen, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I got a formula for that and shit like that in my blueprint. But look, bro. Just look forward to new podcasts, for real, for real. And pay attention, nigga, because you're going to actually learn something, bro, if you actually pay attention to what the fuck I'm saying. All right, man? All right. Man, y'all niggas crazy, bro. Dizzo the Inventor is gone, man. Dizzo the fuck. Screen almost turned off when I was about to stop this shit. Listen, Dizzo the Inventor is out, motherfucker. Nah, I don't know what the fuck to say for an outro. I'ma learn. I'ma create my own outro. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But for right now, you know, we at our underdevelopment stage. And we actually working our way up. See, right now, the podcasts are underdeveloped. You know, they're not perfect. They're not professional yet. They're not pro yet.
know what I'm saying? But they will be. I'm telling you, I'm putting everything into this shit. All right, man, I'm about to go listen, but I'm just telling y'all right now, I'm putting everything into this podcast and shit. So stop doubting me. Without further ado, man, just pay attention, all right? Okay. Pay your fucking attention, bro. For real. For real, man.